In just over 2 hours, unions and management from Irish Rail will return to the Labour Relations Commission. Last night, trade unions said the planned strikes at Irish Rail this month will go ahead. So can the 3 days of strike action be avoided? Martin Frawley, industrial relations journalist, is here. Good morning to you, Martin.
Good morning.
What are the chances of these talks succeeding?
Well, I think the fact that the talks are going ahead or resuming this morning, later this morning at 10:30, is a good sign. But even at that, you know, even though both sides were reporting some progress, they're also saying that there's still a long way to go before some final resolution will allow hurling fans to get their trains on time next Sunday.
What are the issues dividing the unions and the company at the moment?
Well, I think from the union's perspective, the proposed pay cuts ranging from 1.7% for three quarters of staff, those earning under 56,000, remains the big issue. The unions argue that the company's already had a cost reduction plan in 2010 when they had 400 redundancies, and they argue that they cannot come back again, particularly at a time when the economy is slowly inching out of recession, and the buzzword amongst other workers is pay rises, and the company cannot be coming back to them now and saying that no, we want a pay cut now.
What about the role of government in this? We all know it's not as simple as a reduced subvention, but that's a charge consistently been made by the unions in their attempt to draw the government into this.
Yeah, I mean, I think today Transport Minister Pascal O'Donoghue has steered very clear from any direct involvement in the talks, saying that this is an issue for both the parties to resolve amongst themselves. But the union's argument that they have consistently made is that the large part of the company's financial woes are down to the reduction in the subvention over the last number of years. And they basically say that if you want a rail service, you have to pay for it. Now, they point out, for example, that of the 108 million that's been lost over since the recession began, 72 million of that is down to the cut in the subvention. So they quite say that they argue that if the government, it's the government that are the key to this, that they must increase the subvention and to get the rail companies operating and viably over the time. And it was interesting that last night, even at the talks, the unions were saying that they are now looking, whilst the Minister Donoghue said that he wouldn't cut the subvention next year, which currently stands at 117 million, which is a lot of money. Now the unions are saying that that's all very well, but what about 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line? They want to see assurances for the viability of the company going forward.
How likely is any government minister willing to give a 5-year guarantee on subvention for Irish Rail?
Well, that is, in fact, an awful lot of the problem, because if there is guaranteed no cut in subvention over the next, say, 5 years, as the unions are seeking, well, then other ministers and other departments are going to have a look at that and say, well, if that's the case, why can't we get the same assurances from the government? And we're coming up to a budget, so there will be all sorts of repercussions in that. So the government has very little room to manoeuvre on the subvention, but I think there is some room for some kind of manoeuvre that will give assurances to the unions.
Well, it's all about that level of manoeuvre. What would be needed for the unions to walk away from these talks and say, yeah, we've succeeded?
Well, I think, at the moment the pay cuts are actually implemented. They were implemented from last week. So I think that they are now stressing the government's role, and if they can give in some kind of way, if they can give some assurance that Irish Rail is viable, which means that the company are not going to come back and seek further pay cuts 2 or 3 years down the road, because that's another thing they want. They claim that they've had cuts in savings plan over the last number of years, and were told at the time that they wouldn't have to come back. The company wouldn't have to come back and get.
Yeah, there's a big issue
savings.
Of trust, isn't there? Because even
there is,
when we have the unions in this studio, they talk about that consistently.
That's right. I mean, I think from the unions' perspective, they have problems with trust in both the company, in that they don't come back, even if they do get this deal through, and it's only temporary pay cuts, it's for 28 months, that they have no issue. They want assurances now that the company are not going to come back next year or the year after and say, sorry about that, we've done our sums again and we need more savings. Mm. And also they want insurance from the government that there is the government is behind CIE and Irish Rail as a viable company over the next four, five, whatever number of years.
What about the appetite for strike action amongst members? Few people can afford to lose a day's pay or 3 days pay. Is there an appetite there for it amongst the members?
Well, I think that is part of the problem that the unions have. I mean, the fact that the pay cut for is 1.7% for three quarters of the staff who are paid under 56,000. Now, if you put that out, that means that that equates to a 4% loss over the 28 months, which is 2 weeks' pay. So the longer they go out on strike, even if they get the pay cuts taken off the table, if they go out on strike, for example, for 2 weeks, that's the gain gone completely, and the company's left in a perilous situation. So I think a lot of workers in these straitened times, that's what they are considering.
All right, journalist Martin Frawley, thanks for coming into us this morning.